Trump maintains a strong lead in polling for now. Tonight's debate could shake up the Republican field. I want to bring in Ryan Lizza in CNN Washington. He's a CNN political correspondent and Washington correspondent for the New Yorker as well. Ryan, how do you think this evening's event is going to change things for Donald Trump and the rest of the Republican candidates?
Well, it's our first look at how Trump can stand up to the pressure of some pretty seasoned politicians who I imagine, not just the politicians, but the journalists, will be pressing him on specifics. He hasn't really, as your package pointed out, he hasn't really been very serious when it comes to policy proposals, right? We don't really know what are the details of, say, his immigration plan or his health care plan, and he hasn't been pressed in public about the changes in his ideology over the years. So I expect both the Fox News correspondents and his opponents to really push him hard on some of the nitty-gritty questions of what he actually believes, because that's a way to expose his differences with a lot of conservative voters who right now say they would support him.
You mentioned his opponents. I mean, obviously, the big ones are the likes of Jeb Bush, etc. But he's really taken a pot shot at more or less everybody there he's going to be standing next to, isn't he? So who's going to be the main competitor that will stand out against Donald Trump?
That's a good question. If you look at the polling and you look at his surge over the last 2 months, he has really taken most of his the support away from the most conservative candidates. So he has taken support from Ted Cruz, from Rand Paul, from Marco Rubio, from Scott Walker. He hasn't taken as much support from Jeb Bush. So some people argue that Trump has not really been all that bad for Jeb Bush. Jeb's staying there at a sort of steady 15% to 20%. Depending on the poll, and Trump is just sort of blocking Bush's natural opponents. And you know, if you're the Bush camp, your view is, well, eventually Trump will collapse, but it's a nice thing to have him in the race right now as a blocker. I think the folks in the campaign who want to be that conservative alternative to Bush down the line, they have to tread carefully. On the one hand, they want to attack Trump, they want to expose him, they want to eat into his base of support. But on the other hand, they don't necessarily want to alienate his supporters. And that's the sort of fine line I think some of those candidates need to walk.